all my love in vain.
That sound in the background, we got Mr. Robert Johnson playing to kind of ease yourself into the state of mind that we're going to try to get you in. This here is the doctor, and this is interview here on Pirate Radio. But as we know it, it's the holiday season, so the old doctor with his aches and pains, he has to have some of that special eggnog. We all know what we're talking about, don't we? Well, we're recording a day after Christmas, so we'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We hope great things to come. And, of course, we hope that this is going to be something that is going to last. And with many, many artists that are here on the Eastern Shore, that we hope that we're going to have them all and have a really a great selection of shows we think that are going to be coming up. Speaking of shows, this first one, we're doing it live here in Daphne, Alabama. And I'm sitting with one of the great ones here. I've had the pleasure of playing with this man a couple of years. Man's a virtuoso as a harmonica player. And I think after we get through with a little bit more of Robert right here, hold on for a second. That's good, ain't it? Listen to it. Yeah. Thank you, Robert. So without any further ado, as our first guest, I think one of the up-and-coming artists that this man's got such a great future. Without all this delay, let's stop all this hoo-ha and introduce the boy to you. Well, he's sitting right here. And ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, one of the doctor's favorites, Mr. Kyle Johnson.
All right. How's it going, man?
We hope you had a happy holiday season. Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Claus was good to you, I'm sure.
Always is.
But he never brings me that one present. I guess it's that blind I keep asking for. I guess he just didn't have a stocking big enough to put her in there and bring her to the house.
Expectations, you know.
but we could keep hoping. Well, for the first show, I think everybody would kind of like to know who Kyle Johnson is. So without further ado, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in Atmore, Alabama. Raised when I was young in Mobile, West Mobile. And we moved over to Daphne. I've been living here since about 97.
So when was it you got really influenced in music? Was it when you moved here or when you was living back there or what?
Well, growing up, when our family would get together, they'd all get the guitars out and start singing. You had to find your harmony part and old Southern gospel stuff and country, Eagles songs.
It kind of sounds like a Walton's chapter where everybody
well,
just...
Well, my dad in the 80s was in a hair band. And, you know, he always told me, man, I wanted to do more country, but that's what the band wanted to do.
Do you think country and blues was your biggest influence?
Yeah, I listened to... I was born in 83. I'm 33 years old, but I always liked Hank Sr. I'd listen to the old stuff. Hank Sr., Son House, and then in the 70s, like the Eagles and Pink Floyd. So I've listened to a lot of music, but I really like the country and blues. It just feels like it comes natural.
Now, does your generation, are they into what we were back then, or are they just now starting to discover?
Well, I think there's just more people. And, you know, with the internet, you know, everybody's taste can be catered to. So there's a lot of people out there, and I think they're connecting over the internet and, you know, get to hear stuff that was way before they were born. So some people like it.
Oh, that's kind of, that's good. That's good. Now, you play here on the Eastern Shore. Now, is it hard coming here and trying to listen to stuff like blues and country? Now, I forgot the question, didn't I?
Say the question again. Gotta love it. So what's the question? Say the question again.
When you moved to Daphne, what would you say was the biggest turning point when it came to deciding that you was going to be a blues and country musician?
Well, I don't think I ever really decided that. It's what comes natural for me. And, I guess it fits, you know, my style of singing, harmonies, and, you know, I like playing the harmonica differently than just your standard, you know, Chicago blues, which I like that, but,
yeah.
You know, there's other things.
I can see Jake and Elwood now.
That's good.
Now, you got a lot of recognition here. I mean, there have been some places that really have gave you, like, the thumbs up, right? I mean, we're talking the Plow.
Yeah.
The Record Bar.
I've played all around with different people and, you know.
And Bujo's. Don't forget Bujo's. And my favorite buddy. Yeah. What khakis are you wearing?
I love Bujo's. It fits my style, you know.
Jake.
Because I like you know, some country blues and like Robert Johnson's Son House. And then, you know, there's some guys out of Louisiana. One of my favorites, Tab Benoit. And he's kind of got that swamp country thing, and I love that, you know.
David Lindley's another one.
Yeah, just really real southern music. I mean, you know.
I always found out that you always know you moved into a cool town by how, what kind of radio stations they have.
Yeah, well.
I kind of noticed that most of these people here are just stuck in one mood, and that's about it.
You know, I listen to classic rock, and I listen to a little bit of the Zoo. That's a new music, but kind of not just the pop, but
kind of what we got called the alternative in a sense, right?
I listen to the internet mostly, you know. I listen to different podcasts and, you know, the good stuff. You know, you can't, there's no station you're going to get to hear Hank Sr., so I'll be riding through Daphne in my Civic listening to Hank Sr. So, you know.
Now, your parents were your influence. You got around and listened to them play and stuff of that nature. What do you think that contributes?
Oh, well, I mean, growing up, you had to find your part. It was important. And I always liked singing with my dad and my uncle and my aunt. And they would all get together, and they all had their part. And I always watched them and wanted to sing just like that. And my uncle plays guitar, and I always wanted to learn to play guitar, and I started playing, you know, when I was going into college and writing songs. It was just important to me. And there's a couple other people in my family still, the younger generation, that are taking it up. But
now they get to understand the difference between what they're listening to now than what they were back then?
Well, yeah, I mean, and of course, you know, I think, you know, teenagers, they just want to listen to what's popular. And as you get a little older, you know, you start developing your own taste and what you like and what puts you in a good mood.
And Robert Johnson's put me in a fine mood.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Now, a lot of these places here are more of a what? A top 40 type I want to hear? Or do you really think that they want to hear the songwriter and what he's got to say?
Well, there's a couple places around here where, you know, they like hearing the singer-songwriter, but, You know, playing live is one thing. Playing at a restaurant, entertaining a crowd. It's a lot different than what you're listening to riding down the road. You know.
Somebody yelling out, "Freebird!"
Yeah, but, you know, I think that's the main thing. I don't think it matters as much to what song you're playing for the crowd. It matters to how good you do it and, you know, how tight your band is. You know, you can take any song and entertain somebody with it if you do it.
Now, you do duos and you do bands. You play in bands, correct?
Oh, yeah. I play with the Doc Johnson Band regularly.
Now, is it hard to get yourself prepared playing a duo and then having to play with a gig, say, like in a band?
Well, with a band, we, you know, practice, and it's real tight. And every time you have a drummer or a bass player, you know, you've got to, they got to be in the pocket, and you have to be tight. Well, with a duo, it gives you a little more flexibility. You can, you know, and, you know, but the band is long-term, you know, you have to make a living. So I pick up gigs where I can, and I like that. I like playing with different people. I think it makes me better. You know.
Well, I've heard you. I got no complaints.
Well, thank you.
Well, we were sitting there and we were talking about venues and stuff. Now, there's not really that many blues bars around here, except one, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of bars that have blues played in them by different people. But there's really just a couple places where they really, really prefer, or they set the atmosphere for blues. But there's some good places around here that are inviting, you know, good music all around, rather than just, you know, regular top 40 band.
Now, when you step out, what's the first thing you want to listen to?
When I go to a bar or a restaurant?
Say, like, if you're just going to, say, like, Charlie Musselwhite, you know, something like that.
Well, if I go to a concert, that's one thing. If I, you know, but if I'm just going out for a good time, I like to hear good singer-songwriters, artists.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to be too loud. I like to hear what people have to say and see how good they can do it, you know. So that's I like the duos and the trios and played down kind of music.
Now, we're sitting here recording this in a studio, so y'all have to forgive the music in the background. Somebody's in another room playing now. So we're not sitting here with some turntable just go like, okay, let's cue up this record. All right. Well, we know the man. I think what everybody would like to hear is the musician. You wouldn't mind entertaining us with a tune, would you?
Let's see, I got a harmonica sitting here. I'm going to play a little something. Train.
I was about to say, hold on for a second. I got to catch that 920 back to across the coast. That sounded great, man. That sounded really great.
That's fun.
Is there anything that Kai would like to say before we wrap this show up?
Well, come check us out. I play the Doc Johnson Band. Driving country and rock. Also, you know, I'm playing around Daphne and Causeway and all the way through Baldwin County. Come check me out on Facebook. And
that's great.
I really like this pirate radio. I like the idea.
That was some killer, killer music there, man. Oh, yeah. All right. I guess by that sound, it's time to wrap this bad boy up. I'd like to thank you for joining us. But most of all, I'd like to thank this one person who was very nice enough off his busy schedule to come in and talk to us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, all I got to say is the doctor was pretty well entertained. I've got Mr. Robert Johnson back here playing on the background. I've got that special eggnog sitting to my left. And it's a very somewhat calm, cool, warm evening. Just those kind of settings you like to be sitting by a waterside with palm trees and a nice breeze blowing as you're sitting in your hammock just rocking. Yeah, I can see myself there now. Thanks a lot for listening, and we hope to be back pretty soon. So as Robert Johnson ends this first program, the doctor would just like to say,